This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Heb Eberline. It's day six, and every day offers new wonders when rafting through the Grand Canyon. We're up early again and packed and down the river, below the Little Colorado confluence, entering classic Grand Canyon and leaving Marble Canyon behind. Yes, the Grand Canyon is subdivided into about five distinct different geological sections. On our left bank is Hopi Salt, the sacred site where the Hopi people come to gather salt. We won't stop here out of respect for the Hopi culture, but we look for it on the way past. And the river is about to make a big right-hand turn. We've been headed basically south for nearly a week, and we're going to turn to the west at the confluence of Tanner Canyon. And here, the river opens wide. The walls high on either side retreat back as the soft layers of the Hakatai Shale have eroded easily. The canyon is open and airy and sunny, and here native people thrived for a very long time. We stop on the north bank and visit a petroglyph site, an astounding chair covered with pictures and drawings. And then another mile or so downriver is the Unkar Delta, one of the largest Pueblo dwellings in the Grand Canyon, estimated at well over 100 rooms. Some of us are ready to get out of the rafts for a bit. Our planned camp for the night is downstream another 2.5 miles. It's known as Rattlesnake Camp on the north side of the river. And another rafting group, which features a canoe, has been playing leapfrog with us for the last 2 days. And we converse with them, as we have before, and decide who's going to camp where in advance to avoid conflict and to make sure everybody's evening runs smoothly. So a handful of us, JP, Kathy, Mitch, and Huck, and myself, decide to hike from this Unkar ruin up and over a couple of ridges and then down into an unnamed small side canyon, which I'll call Tabernacle Creek, to our camp at Upper Rattlesnake. Now, this is purely an exploratory for all of us. Will we hit a bluff that stops us? No, not on these soft layers. We find a route quite easily with a couple of little climbs. We're looking forward to tomorrow. Day 7 will be a layover. We'll stay 2 nights here at Rattlesnake Camp so that we can do a full day hike tomorrow. So looking forward to seeing you somewhere out there on an exploratory hike. This has been Arizona Trails with Evan.